You're listening to a Get Abstract summary of how to find your flow working from home, even if you're surrounded by a spouse, kids, and worries, an article by Sunny Fitzgerald. If you're working from home during the coronavirus pandemic, you may already be coping with anxiety and stress. Beyond the everyday challenges and distractions of family life or inadequate office space and equipment, you may have difficulty concentrating or being productive. Sunny Fitzgerald, writing for The Washington Post, offers simple, doable suggestions from neuroscientists and flow experts to help you make the most of your external and internal environment. Working from home has never been more necessary or more stressful. Even under the best circumstances, working from home has its challenges. Add the pressures of a worldwide pandemic, and working from home can feel impossible. Remote workers face not only the familiar obstacles, inconvenience, disruption, and lack of external structure, but also heightened worries about their own and their family's physical and financial well-being, and new stresses like homeschooling. Achieving a state of flow, an immersive frame of mind in which concentration and productivity come naturally and prove easy to sustain, has become more elusive under current circumstances. Now, neuroscientists, researchers, and brain trainers offer suggestions derived from brain science for coping with your work-from-home landscape. Adopting any of these methods can help. The more you can embrace, the more likely you are to enjoy enhanced flow. Your work environment should not make work harder than it has to be. Plan ahead with members of your household to schedule time when you can work without interruptions. Let your loved ones know that during this time period, they must solve their own problems and run their own errands. Clear your desk, even if it's the kitchen table. Remove everything that isn't relevant to the immediate task at hand. By reducing visual distractions, you reduce your brain's cognitive load. This enhances your focus. Never look at your phone for the first 30 minutes of your day. Doing so disrupts your morning calm state of mind. Further, an unpleasant message can start your day off on the wrong foot and distract you from your work. When you sit down to work, shut down your social media apps, turn off your phone, and open only the programs that specifically apply to the project at hand. Adopt habits and practices that foster an optimal frame of mind. Avoid multitasking. Keep family activities and work separate in time and place. Look after your body and mind. Stay hydrated to improve and maintain your focus. Try initiating a daily 5-minute gratitude practice, which studies show improves your sense of calmness. Add 15 minutes of meditation and half an hour of physical exercise daily to improve your health and to boost your ability to pay attention and sustain concentration. Establish small rewards for yourself, something pleasurable to anticipate when you complete your work. Eventually, you will associate that pleasure with the work itself. Try to establish 90 to 120-minute stretches of unbroken concentration on one task. Start with short amounts of time and build up. Take time every night to make a list of specific tasks for the next day, with the most vital at the top. This keeps your brain from having to keep track of everything and helps you start your day with anticipation of the most important or difficult task. Getting a big win early in the day is its own reward and will improve your outlook and raise your work energy. Make working as easy and painless as possible. Decide when you'll either be working or not working. Find the happy medium at which your work feels challenging but not overwhelming. That lets you savor competence, which helps you enter the flow state. Experiment to determine your individual work rhythm. Taking regular 5-minute breaks gives you an opportunity to pause, refresh, move, and rehydrate. Some experts suggest 20 to 30-minute intervals of work. Others claim that flow appears with longer blocks of time, from 90 minutes to 2 hours. While structured time is valuable, don't be too rigid about your schedule. Allow for flex in your day. Remind yourself that you cannot and should not try to do everything simultaneously. Think and plan in small steps. In such stressful times, consistency is more valuable than quantity in building productive habits. If you find that staying in your work chair all day means you spend half the day surfing the web, get out of the house and walk around the block. Sit back down when you feel ready to focus.